Blog Talk Radio.
Whatever the dollar you might have for, is that the one fighting for your soul? Or your brother's the one that you're running from? But if you got money, forget the number one.
B.I.G. Oh, God. Whoa. Okay, ain't nobody f***ing with my click, 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 click. Ain't nobody fresher than my mug, mug. Click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click, 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 click. And all these bad, bad men, they want to, they want to. Do whatever I say. My block behind me like I'm coming out the driveway. It's grind day from Friday to next Friday. I've been up straight for 9 days. I need a spy day. Yeah. She try and give me that Wu-Tang. I might let my crew bang. My crew deepin' in Wu-Tang. I'm rolling with her. Girl, you know my crew name. You know 2 Chainz. I'm pulling up in that Bruce Wayne, but I'm the
Saturday, June 29th at the Memphis International Raceway, Grudge Inc. will invade the 901. Yeah, the Bad Boys headquarters. Get ready for grudge racing all day long. Grudge racers from Georgia, Mississippi, Illinois, Michigan, Indiana, Louisiana, and more will invade the 901 Saturday, June 29th at the Memphis International Raceway. Shout out to commanding officers. One time for General Mississippi Nightmare, one time for Major Fade to Black, and one time for Major Leon. Meltdown rules. 29.5 by 10.5 tires or smaller. No W's. Any style rear suspension. Stock style front suspension. No willy bars. Heads up Pro T. 1/8 mile. Clocks off. One time for Lucas Country Boy. Alexander's Blown 85. Boost 12. Boosted Misfits. Petty. One Bad SVO. Turbo GT. Lil Run. Set on Kill. 3 Lug. Dwayne Waldrop. The Crusher. Gino. X275. King Kevin. Plumber Kevin. The Ugly Hooker. Biz. And Donye. And it's all going down Saturday, June 29th, 2013, at the Memphis International Raceway, as Grudge Inc. invades the 901. Plus, there will be a $3,000 stock suspension shootout, 29s or 28s, any suspension, as the Grudge Inc. 901 invasion begins. Saturday, June 29th, 2013, at the Memphis International Raceway. Gates open at 10 a.m. For more info, log on to grudgeinc.us or call Terry at 219-614-4018 or Big Clock at 601-951-0467.
Hold on, sir. What do you got, sir? You talking about ain't no race off of G? When your man got dragged, sir, we'll come to fucking make it right now and run your ass. We don't give a fuck what you got. We got the baddest goddamn back half on the planet. And that's it. Hold on, sir. What do you got, sir? You talking about ain't no race off of G? When your man got dragged, sir, we'll come to fucking make it right now and run your ass. We don't give a fuck what you got. We got the baddest goddamn back half on the planet. And that's it.
Don't go to bed with no price on your head. No, no.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. Don't do the crime if you can't do the time. Yeah.
This is Biz from Chicago, hosting the Grudge Inc. talk show, bringing you all grudge racers in the North Central region, Chicago, Ohio, Detroit, Iowa. Let's get at it.
Grudge fans, man, what y'all doing out there? What y'all doing out there, man? Hey, man, I want to thank you guys, man, for faithfully every Thursday, man, calling in, man, and it's a good thing, man, that y'all call in. And, you know, I get text messages when the show is not on time. I get text messages to see if the show is going to go on today, man. That lets me know, man, you guys really, really are supporting. And I do have to take my hat off to the 313. They are really, really in the house, man. They take pride in this show. And this show is for the fans, man. We try to keep it 100. We try to get some action going and have fun, man. We don't have a lot of drama on this Thursday show, but, you know, it's a good thing. We educate on this show. We done had the boys out of Crown Point giving some education on chassis. We done had my man J-Lo get some information on building engines. And man, we done had my man over, Dave Caput, giving information on transmissions. Man, this is an information show, and man, I just thank God for you guys, man, that always call in and support your brother. Support your brother. I appreciate it. And I want to thank the good Lord, man, for keeping all the guys safe that did travel the highways and byways to come up to Martin, Michigan last week and made it home safely. They had some good racing over there. No controversy. Good thing. Got a chance to showcase our mouth of the South, you know, guys that we've been looking up to for many, many years, and that's Shorty. Shorty took care of his business with one of the stalwarts of the South, Cold Killer. We'll get into a little bit of that later. But while y'all was up there racing, eating, and having fun, Grudge Inc., which you know I am a part of, me, Jay Barnes, and Big Clark, we was down in Memphis, Tennessee. We went over over to Witt's house, man. We went over to his shop. Man, I met his two sons, met Pipe. Well, I already knew Pipe, been met Pipe, but we sat down and we talked to Pipe. I got exclusive video of King Kong up close and personal. I got video of the Predator. Unfortunately, Candy Cane wasn't at the shop, but we got a video of Predator calling out Plumber Kevin. We're gonna put that video up soon. Conventional head, Big Block, trying to lock in with Plumber for the Grudge Inc. race July 27th in Morocco. We're gonna talk about that. We also gonna talk about, you know, I heard on a Grudge Inc. talk show last night they wasn't too kind to my home track 41. Of course, I do not like that. They were giving some bad reviews, and you know, it's always, you know, I don't care. I heard people criticize Milan track for his prep. I done heard people criticize Jackson. I heard people criticize Macon. I even heard criticized Joliet when we had Pinks All Out. I see a lot of people was blowing the tires off and get loose, and I'm talking about Joliet. But I tell you one thing, man, I never had a problem with getting down 41. Sometimes you need to run the track. You know, sometimes people put power in their car. If they run a certain number at a certain track, they want to come to that track and use the same tune-up and run the same number. Sometimes that is not possible. Sometimes you have to run the track, because if you run a couple tenths slower at one track, 9 times out of 10, your opponent you're racing, unless it's their home track, they're going to run slower also. So you have to learn how to, as Witt says, run the track. He's not running the individual next to him. He's running the track. So if you could put as much power down on a particular track, then you are drag racing. We're not here to bash any track, because this is someone's livelihood, and we need to be more careful about some of the things we say about individuals' livelihood. We're gonna get in that a little later. First off, you know I'm very excited about Grudge Inc. coming back up to Morocco, Indiana on July 27th. I've been waiting and waiting to unleash some of the plans that we have. I'm just gonna let you know a little snippets of what we're trying to do. We got a little young boy over there in Michigan named Bub. I'm trying to lock him in with a Outlaw 10-5 car. He has his choice of anybody in Michigan he can choose, and Grudge Inc. will baptize him. Believe you me. And we're going to let our bet reflect how we feel. That's why the lock-in must be $1,000. We are not playing. I seen Bub with an anti-Grudge Inc. t-shirt on. I also seen Meatball with an anti-Grudge Inc. t-shirt on. Now, this is not personal. This is business. I'm acting alone that anybody that I have seen or heard that had a Grudge Inc. t-shirt, anti-Grudge Inc. t-shirt on, down on you I go. You have a bounty on your head. Now, am I serious? Yeah. Am I mad? No. All I'm trying to do is bring action for the fans, and this is a little controversy, some good controversy. I seen BET with the shirt, so BET ain't got no car, so you know I can't run him with a camera, so you know he get a pass. Dog, he retarded. I can't run dog. He retarded. I don't want to, you know. I leave Shorty to with dog. So if you did not hear DJ Grant's show Tuesday, please go online. These shows are recorded. And we had a good time. Shorty came on. Skin came on DJ Grant's show. And he acted a fool. We had a good time. So with saying all that, let me give you what Detroit has said to me for July 27th. And then we're going to open up these phone lines. Detroit, Michigan as a whole, has told me their nitrous cars on 28 are faster than Illiana cars. When I say Illiana, I mean Illinois / Indiana. They say that their nitrous cars are faster than our boost cars. Do I believe that? Hell no. So, me and Heavy Game, which is Big Wayne, has come together, and they are bringing over on July 27th five nitrous cars to go against our five boost cars. Now, at a later date, we're going to let the fans know what five cars that Detroit is coming with, and we're going to let you know what five cars that we're coming with. Now, I'm going to let you know one of those nitrous cars is going to be white trash, of course, and one of our boost cars is going to be Lil Junior. So, we want to do five, or we want to do seven. We want to be able to, there won't be a tiebreaker. We want a tiebreaker. We may want to do like the NBA Finals, the best four out of seven. And we will be running for cash money, and we're thinking about running for a, you know, like in WWF where they had a tag team belts and two people had belts. Well, we probably run for five, if we have five belts. And out of that team, I don't know when we will again run that event. We're not going to wait a whole nother year to do it. But I will tell you this, it will be at a Grudge Inc. event. That is something that me and Wayne thought of. And, of course, a Grudge Inc. belt can be ran at any event. But this particular, where it has to be a team effort, we may only do that at a Grudge Inc. event. It can be in Ohio, in Michigan, and we may alternate it. We may do it this time on our home track, and then we have to go and defend it at their home track. We don't know how we're going to set it up, but we do know that it will be five nitrous cars from the state of Michigan versus five boost cars from the state of Illinois / Indiana. Now, I don't think they got a chance in hell to win, but you know, Wayne don't think we got a chance in hell to win. So this is something that we came up with, and we wanted to bring action to the fans and, of course, to the owners and drivers of these cars. So my first mic, I got his hand up, is Bub. I'm going to open up his mic, and then Larry, you right after Bub, I'm going to open you up. So we're going to open up these mics fairly quick and see what the fans got to say. And let's get rolling. Bub, 734-0154, what's happening?
What's going on, Bill?
What's happening?
None. We talked earlier, but as of right now, I got two cars, but they don't fit the category. I got one that's a back half, but on the 29, I got a full chassis car that might be willing to give up a spot. But like you said, we got to July 27th to find out something. And we're going to accommodate the car that you're talking about, man. It's just, you know, such a short notice or whatever. We talked about this yesterday. So we're going to figure out something. Right now I got two cars, but one got a 29, and it's the back half. One is a full chassis with a big tire, but he willing to give a spot.
Okay, what does that – I'd rather run a back half against a back half. You know, I don't want to run a full chassis car. What does that 29, what does he need? Okay, now, take this out of the equation. I am not under no circumstance going to give up the brake, so don't even ask for the brake. What does he need? By him having 29, and I got a 10.5 on my car. What does he need to make it fair?
I asked him to see, but I'm pretty sure he might take the back tire in the clear.
Okay, so it's a 29W?
No, 29, no W.
Oh, okay. How quick can you get the answer? Because, see, it's coming to a point where I need to start promoting who's going to come to the race, and I would like to get this race locked in pretty, you know, real soon so we can go ahead and start promoting.
Okay, look, put me on mute, and let me call him on three-way.
All right, cool. Go ahead.
All right.
In the meantime, as Bub is trying to get this race locked in, Larry, I'm about to open up your mic. Meatball, you are next. Meatball, I will ask you when I open your mic if you can have a pen and a piece of paper. So if Bub gets this individual online, we can write this lock-in down. Even though it's recorded, we want to have it written down. Larry, what's on your mind?
Oh, man, it's calling in for my support, man, and see how you're doing and how everything's going, man. I was sitting by listening to you saying the five nicest cars against five turbo cars. Is that what you're saying, Biz?
Yeah. Well, turbo or supercharger.
Supercharger, okay. Yeah, well, I'd like to see that.
Oh, you like to see it. I love it. I love to see it.
I'd like to see that.
Yeah. That's Michigan sticking their chest out, you know. Michigan sticking their chest out.
Okay. I'm going to sit back and I'm going to wait for it to happen, and I'm going to go ahead on and put myself on mute and sit back and relax and enjoy the show.
All right, Larry. All right. 708-0478. Smitty, what up?
What up, homeboy? Just calling to support
you.
What's going on?
Hey, I appreciate it.
I think Illinois gonna play the Gap Band.
Yeah, I think they are too. And you know what? I'm remiss. I need to. I said it on DJ Grant's show, but this is our home show, so I gotta say it. Much props to all the Chicago racers that went up to Martin and took home W's. And the ones that lost, Ariel and Skin lost, but they went in for action. I want to take my hat off to Terrell the Hawk for whooping Aaron Malibu. I want to take my hat off to Ground and Pound for doing what they do best. God, dog, they got a help, man. They got a help. If you look at that damn
they
Malibu,
got,
got a hell of a win record, man.
Yeah, he doing real good, dude.
He's doing damn good, man. He got four wins on me alone. So,
yeah.
Hey,
homeboy Lil Ron too.
Oh yeah, Lil Ron went up there. He had a race locked in. He had a race locked in. I don't know why he didn't get paid his lockup money, but you know technicalities.
It rained, dude.
You know the rain came. Yeah, but man, listen, man. The rain didn't come to midnight. So you tell me you ain't had a chance to get a race in from 4 o'clock to midnight? That's 8 hours. You know, but
hey,
that's
man,
a lesson learned.
Yeah.
Lesson learned, fellas. Put a time limit on these lock-ins. Put
hey,
a time
man,
limit. Yes.
Tell Bubba Big Ray looking for him, too.
Okay. Big Ray with the boot. He's looking for you, Bub. Hold on. I might get a... Okay. We get Bub. Bub want me to open up his mic again. Okay. All right, let me open up Meatball Mic. Let me open up Meatball Mic.
Hey, hold on.
Hey. Yes.
I got somebody right here ready to lock in. You said you want to lock in 1,000 on what?
Hold on 1 second, so we can get all this straight.
Hey, listen, I gotta go, let's get this locked in.
Call Shorty real quick, Danny. Hurry up. I want to get this understood, so we don't have no discrepancy. Yes.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Hold on.
Go ahead, Bob.
Hello. Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we got a car for the Blue Magic car.
Hey man, I ain't say nothing about no Blue Magic car. I said I got an Outlaw 10-5 car.
Ain't about no Blue Magic car.
That's the car you're talking about. You ain't gonna say it, but that's what you're talking about. Blue Magic 59 Camaro.
Man. Okay. All right, that. Meatball.
Talk to me.
Hey, Meatball, I said I got an Outlaw 10-5 car. Now, they putting names
Outlaw
on 10-5. The car.
No, he say he got an Outlaw 10-5 car. He say he ain't talking about Blue Magic 10-5 car.
Ain't say nothing about no Blue Magic car. I got an Outlaw 10-5. He got it. Yes.
So, bitch, you ain't talking about Blue Magic.
Hey, man, listen, man. I got an Outlaw 10-5 car, man. Understand what I'm saying? I got an Outlaw 10-5 car, and that dude you got on the phone got 1-1, man. He got the back tire and the clip. For one
that was Tony,
on
man.
4,000 or better. Excuse me?
That was Little Tony.
I don't care who it was.
I'm saying, but I thought you were talking about the Blue Magic car.
Oh, I never seen the car you talking about.
What kind of car is it?
It's the Outlaw 10-5 car, man. He got 1-1.
What kind of car is it, man?
I'm gonna show you.
Is it a black red?
I don't want to know what kind of. What?
Is it a black red?
It's a Chevy, man.
Is it a black red?
I don't know what color the car is.
If it's a black man,
we're
gonna lock him in.
Bug, hush up. Bug ain't talking about nothing, man. The Shorty and them took his money on the dice over there. Tell him to hush. I got Shorty on the line with us now, Biz.
Hey, Shorty, listen to what I'm saying, Shorty. He trying to tell me what kind of car, like last night, he trying to tell me what kind of car I got. We're not gonna mention what we talked about last night, but he trying to. I'm telling him I got an Outlaw 10-5 car, and he said he has a what'd you say, Bub? You had a back half car. He got a back half car. All he got to do is have a true back half car. What?
Listen, man, that was Little Tony. He said he got a true back half car. But we thought you were talking about Blue Magic.
I was talking about Blue Magic.
Hey, Bub. Why you always stipulating the name of a car, but you ain't stipulating the name of the car you got? I don't understand that shit, man. You want to rob a motherfucker. They need to just go and fuck you up. You sweet. You steady want to rob a motherfucker. You want to know what somebody else got, but they can't know what you got. I don't understand what you're saying, man. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. He got a car that you don't know. You got a car he don't know. Get your ass down and you can win.
Hey, Bill, as soon as back on mute, let me talk to Lil Tony and see if I can say what's
going
on.
Oh, man. You are officially on mute.
Shorty put him straight in his place when he get on the phone.
Man, Buzz, kid, you don't understand. I like the little guy, but you ain't trying to go, man. You want to know what somebody else got. They ain't know what you, but they can't know what you got. You think you tricking somebody. You ain't doing nothing slick. Anybody can do that. He steady want to run Lil Junior and Black Magic and Chick-fil-A and all that. He got all these different names of cars and Pac-Man. He wants to do all the names of the cars. And then you mess around and change the color on the fender, he going to say, that ain't the car. Look too fast.
Exactly.
Shakedown. Man, please. I don't understand that. I don't understand that about my little buddy Bud. Why don't he try to run back half to back half? Or, okay, you're going to give me this with the back half and you're going to have a 10 foul law? Come on. Or, I don't want no trouble.
Exactly. Exactly.
I don't understand the problem.
I guess I'm
just a gangster. I locked little Tony in. Little Tony had a pro mod. I locked him in with a regular tire. We drive around. I wanted to lock up. Then he tried to rephrase some shit because took the plastic intake off, try to put a sheet metal intake on it, going to talk about, I ain't say the intake was plastic. Okay, Tony, well, we ain't locked in the second time. The man come up here with a pro mod. Oh, man, these people think they real clever.
Shorty, like you say, it's real simple. He said he had a back half car. I said, I got a four-link car. I told him.
Right.
He said, I
told him he got
one. I told him he got and I'm giving him a spot.
Right. So if you're giving him a spot, he either want to do it or he don't. I don't understand about, is it Blue Magic? Is it purple?
Yeah.
Purple Honda and all that. What all they got to do with it? It could be two Black Magic. It could be two Black Magics.
Yeah.
Hey, it's two Goblins.
Yeah.
It's
about five little juniors. It's a couple of them down here, down south.
But guess what? If you bring one of them, you cheating. I ain't paying you and all that. Man, come on, man. Come on with the come on. That's why I told him, man, I'm locking in with little Tony running the RX-7. I don't care who he go get. The man can be white, black, Chicano. I didn't care what color he was and what state he's from. Come on. We're Hayden Slick. Come on. He won. All that other stuff, man, I don't understand what they're talking about, man.
I don't either, man.
Yeah. So.
Oh, and all you fans, I want to let y'all know.
On you. He wanted to be your car.
Yeah.
He fixated on you.
I want to let all the fans know that on July 27th, come out with them big rims, big tires, 22s, 24s, 26s. Free entry. Now, you know you got to pay the entry to get in the track, but for the shootout, there is no entry fee, $2,500 to the winner. We run a quarter mile, 22s, 24s, or 26s. I don't care if you got a pro mod. If you could get you some 22s, 24s, or 26s on them, you get down. 22s, yes.
I bet somebody from Illinois win it.
That's a tall order, Danny. Now,
guess what else I'm a bet? Guess what else I'm a bet? Biz. I'm gonna bet whoever win it gonna be with me.
Wow.
Nah.
I'm gonna bet that too with you, Shorty.
So all you fans, they want to come out and see it. Come on.
22s,
24s, 26s. If I don't put on a Hell of a Fire show, they get 500. Yes, sir. And I might not be.
I don't want to hold the show up, but come on, Bub.
Man,
hey, come on, Bub. Let me go on to the next segment.
Hey, man, listen, Bud is a nice guy. He's a hell of a guy. But he's just nice, man. He don't know nothing. He's sweet. He telling people he got wrinkles and all that. Don't nobody care. Who cares? Get down, man. We're going to knock that little old beard off him.
I'm going to open up his mic and see if he's ready.
Hey, Ben.
Bub, you ready?
Man, Bub don't want no trouble. He in the classified G14 conference.
Oh,
this lady thinks she's Tina Turner. Hey, man, they got a lady down here trying to be like Tina Turner, man. Look like Bud.
Hey, Biz, so all them guys was never scared. They might well bring all them streetcars down here.
Tina Turner, baby.
Yes.
They, all the guys from Never Scared might well come on down with all them street cars that they had up there.
They gonna get action. Yeah. All right, let me keep the show going. Let me open the mic. Hold on. 313-7935. 313-7935.
What's up, homeboy? Yeah,
you all right? What's up? Yeah, what's going on, baby?
Oh, man, I can't call. What up, Big Daddy? What's up?
What's going on?
Who that? Oh, man, I can't call it.
I thought
I heard my
own boy
there on
the
phone.
Oh, okay. Never scared. Hey.
No.
They can bring all them three cars they got with them 22 and 24s on it.
Hey, Big Daddy, I'm going to try to go ahead and come on down there with that motherfucker. I might get freaking dry, that bitch.
Hey, if you get down here with them 22s and 24s on, I'll probably, y'all getting that street car, y'all going to get y'all neck broke. I guarantee that.
Okay. Hey, you know what it is though, right?
Uh huh.
You gotta show up to show out.
Yeah, you sure do.
So when I show up, I'm gonna show out. I may lose, may win, but I'm showing out, goddamn
it. Well, come on down. We waiting on y'all.
Yeah. And man, hey, look, I know I slapped y'all pretty good last weekend. Maybe y'all just slap me back.
Oh no, that wasn't nothing there.
Hey, man, I had fun with y'all boys on Saturday, yo, man.
Man, we had fun with you guys, man. You know, we were talking and laughing and giggling and everything, man. We was just, hey, Bill, we was just changing money like we was at the church and changed up there, man.
Man, that shit was floating around like it was goddamn free paper flying up the sky, man.
Man. Bill, we had a good time up there, man. Ain't no lie about that, Bill. We had a good time, man.
Hello. That's what it's about, man. That's what it's about. That's what Larry been telling us for I don't know how long about fellowship, man. Going out there, getting with your brother, fellowshipping with your brother, and drag racing, you know. No drama, no nonsense, and get to racing. But I just can't believe Bub, you know, ain't text me, ain't said nothing. And man, he got the whole state of Michigan. I got one car.
You know what it is. But, you know, I want a fellowship with Bud. Where he at, baby? I want a fellowship.
In the house, Biz.
Oh, he hung up, man. Bub hung up.
He better hang up. Did he boss on the phone? Hey, he better hang up. He's a special kind of lady.
Yeah, Meatball.
Well,
Meatball.
It's Meatball.
What's going on?
Man, you tell me what's going on.
Uh-oh.
What you need to know? What you need to know?
Hey, y'all gonna say
y'all say the junkyard colors down there? I mean, we just not hearing about it, so I don't know. I mean, I call and see if you gonna ring it.
Hey, Meatball.
Talk to me.
Where is that Trailblazer that y'all been hollering about? Me and Shawty itching with this pickup truck now.
I gotta call him, man. I mean, I've been begging Shorty, not begging, but I've been asking him. He said, no, he don't want none of that. No, he don't want none of that. So, I mean,
Shorty ain't never told you that with that Trailblazer. He said, as long as you got full interior and no roll cage, you got him locked clean in.
Man, who am I talking to, man?
It was Meatball. We was in the car wash together.
Is this a millionaire slash payout?
That's his name.
It's called
Gazillionaire slash payout.
Say hi, payout.
Yeah.
Because
he
showed
out
of pay it out. Well, Bub just texted me back and said that if it ain't the particular car he was talking about, he don't want to lock in.
Hey, don't he owe Three Love some lockup money because he didn't run Three Love? The Three Love get his lockup money from him?
I don't know. You know what? I don't know. I got a couple more mics open. Hold on one second. 773
4786. What's on your mind?
What up, Biz? Terrell.
What up, Terrell?
Hey, Biz. What's going on, man?
Hey, man, glad you took care of that W this past weekend. That's good stuff.
I appreciate it. Yeah,
trying to play the W's this season. Oh, ain't no question. Ain't no question. Yeah, you still on?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate it, man. I'm trying to play all W's this year.
What'd you say, Terrell?
Yeah. I'm trying to collect all W's this year.
Who else you got on your radar? Who's next?
We're gonna get down. Whoever.
Okay. Well, you got a full show tonight. Go ahead and let them know what you got. Some of these guys don't know what you got.
Hey, Bill, what you want for us? Hey, Bill, I want to get that.
Yeah.
You trying to put together, but I don't got a full show. I can leave it off.
Say it again.
Hey, Bill, what you want? Yeah. You want to fight the car with Detroit?
Hey, it's too many people talking. Who is that? Meatball?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello? Hey, look, see what you got going on with Detroit versus Chi-Town? You got to go on Pro Charger cars and Magic cars in Detroit?
Yeah,
I want to get in on that, though, man. Can you play with a nicest car from Magic cars in Detroit?
I'm not understanding the question.
The question is, you got something going on with the Pro Charger Turbo cars against the nitrous cars in Detroit. That's a shootout. You're trying to put the jump, right?
I want to get down on that.
What I'm saying is that I'm a nitrous car. And we can send me in on that against one of Detroit cars on nitrous?
Is this Terrell?
Yeah.
You know what? I'm sure I can get you a race. But, you know, what we're trying to do is boost versus nitrous. Now, we can try to get a boost car from Detroit to come to run your nitrous car, like vice versa. But we're trying to do a, you know, this is a particular genre where we're trying to get a specific type of class where we running. We got heavy. Let me open up Leon and Wayne. So I want. Hold on, baby. All right,
hey,
Wayne, man. Your mic is open. Leon, your mic is open.
Hey, Bill, the Hulk to lock his ass in. That's what I'm saying. Hey, Biz, what is you waiting on to lock
hold
in?
Hold on, fellas. I gotta ask my baby girl. Hold on.
Yes.
I want to know what Biz waiting on to lock in with the Hulk. The man said anybody.
Well, this Wayne, I want to lock in with the Hulk. White trash versus the Hulk. Let's do this.
I like that, Wayne.
I don't like how he did my boy Street, man. I don't like that, man. I gotta make that right.
Yeah. Y'all gonna make it right, man.
What you want locking in with, Wayne? I'm on the phone. Talk to me.
Same race you gave him, but I'm only going to the eighth.
What car you got? The white car?
Yeah, small block. And I ain't, you know, my car ain't none of them lightweight Mustangs like all the other cars. You know what I mean? You know you got more lightweight parts than I do.
Hey, Wayne, you ain't got to tell them all that, man.
Hey, I'm back. Somebody said something about me.
Congratulations. The car look good, man. The car look good.
Hold on. I said it, Biz. I said, why is you letting the man, Credible Hulk, say he ready to run anybody, and you ain't said get on with your car? I'm just trying to figure that out.
Because Detroit come to fuck Chicago up.
You said what?
Because Detroit come to fuck Chicago up. That's why.
No, I understand. Hey, Wayne, I ain't talking to you, babe. I love you.
I'm talking to you.
Okay, but I don't want to talk to you right now.
Hold on. So I think I know the answer. Hey, Terrell, you want to run a little junior?
I'm trying to run Detroit.
Okay. I'm fucking with you right now.
Right, but he didn't say that on the mic, so. What I wasn't supposed to
say. Look, check it out. Real talk, we're probably supposed to put something together right now, but right now I'm trying to do that little Wayne we talking about.
Right, ain't nothing wrong with that, but before Wayne even got on the phone, you said you're trying to get all W's And he said, who you got on your radar? You said anybody.
I'm trying to get all W's. Anybody want to line up with it, want to do something, I'm trying to get all W's. Skin.
Right,
yeah,
no, yeah.
Yeah, man, you stay out of my shit, man.
I'm explaining
to
you.
It's going to be different.
First of all, I ain't even talking to you, Terrell. Ain't nobody talking to you.
Terrell, since he ain't talking to me and you, man, you can talk to each other. What you want to do, man? Lock in. 500 or 1500 or something.
Knock his ass in, Wayne. Wayne going to knock his ass out. Sweet ass boy.
We got to do it up here. Make on 27.
On the 27, yeah, I'm coming up there.
I got to come up here.
That's what I said. I'm coming up there on 27. B is ready. Hello, hello, hello.
What I'm going to do is give my guys, we're going to put it together. I ain't going to lock it in on the phone right now.
Okay, 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 okay. Maybe about 2 weeks before the race, we can lock it in.
Hey, Wayne, I thought that's what this show was about, the lock in.
Hey, I'm willing to lock in.
Now, I know you is, Wayne. I'm just talking about the legitty boom that's scared to lock in.
If Leon run the eighth, I'm going to lock his ass in, too.
Ooh-wee. Why you trying to tell me how to run my motherfucking car? Won't you get some ride that back door?
That's why I said if. That's why I said if.
Well, you shouldn't even talk. Don't open your mouth when you say that. If your if is fucked up.
Hey, look. When I just don't understand the logic in. You trying to tell me that I can get my small tire to the eighth before you can get your big tire to the eighth? Man.
It don't matter what you get. I don't know what
my
happened. All I know,
block,
I whoop your ass and you out that back
my
door.
My small block on a small tire.
Okay. I tell you what, Wayne. Stop talking
don't
about a small block.
Don't you got Willie Bonds, too?
Listen, Wayne. Listen,
don't you got Willie Bonds, too?
Just hold on, Wayne. Hold on. We got a stock dispenser Camaro on some radio, man. I'll fuck you up with that Camaro there. Small block, sir. No Willie Bonds, stock dispenser.
I want to race that same car that little Tony beat by fire car. That's the car I want to race. I think that car's slow.
Nah, y'all want to give. Y'all dump y'all ass on these shows telling the mother what they should do, if they should do. Won't you build
okay.
your fucking car? Come on down, man.
So what you're saying is you slow. If you race into the eighth, it's a gift. Okay, I understand.
You slow because that's all you want to run the eighth.
I understand.
Y'all met us running quarter mile. You run down south and you get your ass stuck together on some 8 mile shit, man.
Okay.
Stop
okay.
The bullshit,
all,
man.
All,
you hey, Wayne. If you want to fuck me,
how many quarter mile race did you see Saturday?
Say what, Wayne?
I saw 2 quarter mile races Saturday. How many did you see?
I ain't got nothing to do with that. That's what I came to do.
I asked you a question, man.
I don't know because I couldn't. I had too many problems to even tell how many quarter mile races. All I'm
okay,
saying
how many,
to you, you up there.
How many races did you have Saturday?
I had one race Saturday to run, and I didn't even run it. My car fucked up.
Oh, okay.
But I'm
so,
like,
so you,
it's the problem.
So you're not
is,
even in the game, right? So when you going to get in the game, man? When you going to get in the game?
When you quit trying to do what down south them do, quit trying to run a quarter mile, man. Ain't nobody building no mother quarter mile of no 8 mile ass car, man.
It sounds like me, like you sitting right next to Tracy McGrady.
Yeah, it sounds like you in the grave. You got them and want them over to run 8 miles,
you
half-ass racing ass.
You're the scariest man sitting right next to Tracy McGrady, man.
And you in the grave. You don't know that. Hey, I'm going to tell you something else.
I'm going to
keep it real with you. But you lucky that motherfucker got loose because he caught your ass before he went to wreck it.
Okay, but who took that money? Who won that money?
You won't win it again if y'all go
who,
back.
Who won that money? Who won that money? Now let me see you do it.
That punk was wrecking and caught you.
Hey, look. But that money was good, so okay, so what you want to do now?
Yeah, I fucked you up by that back door, sir.
Hey, I tell you what, if you want to run out the back door, I'll run you at Arno E.T., not this Saturday, but next Saturday. Head up out the back door.
I'm going to Memphis, man. Get your ass down to Memphis.
No, I can't make that trip.
You about not make that trip over here talking about if Leon run. Now, what the hell wrong with y'all want to if then, man?
Hey, don't you have Willie Bonds, too?
I've been had him since I owned the car.
Okay. I'm just trying to make sure I'm talking to the right guy, man.
You've been knowing that, but I'm gonna
I'm
come back to you again.
I'm just trying to make sure I got the right. So this is Leaky Leon.
Lincoln, Leon, Mom, perform however you want to say it. But I tell you what,
okay.
We got a so, stock suspension small block on some radios, man. We will beat your motherfucking ass head the fuck up in the eighth, sir.
So what you're telling me is Mom's performance is wee-wee racing now, right?
And Wayne's performance is woo-woo.
My Mom's performance is
racing.
Wee-wee racing, right? You're wee-wee racing
yeah.
right now, right?
I'll be whatever it is because you ain't talking about nothing, man. Y'all
okay,
mother
okay.
want a mother to race in the 8th mile. Y'all want a mother to race y'all race, man. Stop the bullshit and come on down. That weak motherfucker you got, man.
Okay,
oh, you
well,
put
me
on the face. I got a small
so,
block for you. You won't
so
go.
Weak. It's so weak. It's so weak. It'll stay ahead of you in front of the 8th mile.
I got a small block and whoop your ass. Head the fuck up, sir.
Okay, but you ain't got a big block that can do it.
Get out that back door.
I'm going to make you quit racing, motherfucker. Y'all can't tell me. I got two more. Who said hold on? Is that the 646 number? All right. 773-3969.
Leon, I got somebody for you, Leon.
What's up, Diz?
What's happening, baby? What's going on?
What's happening, Diz and all the fellas? Just Big Perm, man. You said that's strange, man. We just want to say thank you for the love, brother.
Oh man, it's all good, man. It's all good, man. I generally slipped my mind. I'ma always rep my hometown first. Believe you me. When we go out of town, I straight gang bang. I gang bang to the fullest. It's shot down all the way. It's all the way when I'm out of town. So it slipped my mind. It's all good.
Hey, tell Terrell, his boys listening, man. If you want to do that, man, you know, tell them we listening, man. We don't lock in, but when they get to the track, we like that white trash race. We like that. We listening. We all listening. We right here. We in your garage,
take
Terrell.
Take the balls off. Look where I took the balls off.
Okay.
Yeah, of course.
Wayne got balls on the car.
Nah, Wayne ain't got no willy.
I don't know what he's got to get off there talking about they don't lock in.
I want you to get in the car equal to the hard boy, even a little better, because we always race to a little better. So we want you to get in the car and put that shit to rest.
Bruce, come on, man, let's go.
Say that again?
I say we would like to get in the car equal or a little better than him talking.
Okay, let me tell you what he said. So I did him. He said, get in a car that's similar or better than Terrell's and lock in. They'll run you. They tired of your mouth.
They don't even lock in. They just said they don't lock in.
We didn't say lock in. We said we just want to run him. We have to get in the car. Next
don't
to Terrell.
Can I too?
Just a little.
Is that Big Perm talking? You're not going to do nothing, lady.
I said, you get in the car next to Terrell. I ain't talking about me. I'm talking about you. You always thought you got your mouth open about Terrell, too. Get in the car equal or just a little bit better, because we always race the car that's a little bit better than mine. Get in the car next to him, and we're going to see what you can do. Out of your mouth.
Okay, and we're going to do that. And I want Terrell to get in the car like mine or a little bit better, and I'm going to knock his head off, and you too. And anybody
No, we're going to put Hootie. We could do that, but we'd rather have you do that with Hootie.
Man, look at this girl-ass boy. Look at this lady-ass boy.
I beat all that, man, but I'm tired of your mouth, man. Get your ass in the car.
You got a dick in my mouth that you're so tired of it. Well, you got it. Well, you got it. Well, what car can you get? I don't care.
And I ain't even talking about me no more. My car ain't ready. I ain't even talking about me no more. I'm talking about you.
No. You ain't listening to me, baby. I don't care who car you go get.
I can get the Hawk into Terrell as my driver. That's what I did.
What are you gonna drive though? I'm tired of your mouth.
Okay, you just heard what I said, man. My car ain't ready, so I ain't talking about it.
No, I heard what you said. I just said
I'm not getting in no car. I'm gonna get in my own car. My car not ready.
Okay.
I can get the Hawk. Okay. What can you do?
Now, could I say something? Without you interrupting me?
Go ahead, brother.
I don't have no car like Terrell. I'm driving my own car. All right? What part of this you understand? Now, so don't tell me you ain't going to get in nobody else's car.
Well, I'm going back on mule. Like you said, Terrell, we all listening, man. You know, if when white trash get up here, we ain't locked in, but we like that race, for real.
Why you not
when y'all want to lock in? A couple weeks or what? When you're down, what?
The man just said they don't lock in, Wayne. The man's kid.
We going to run you when you get up here on the 27th.
All right, no problem. That's cool.
Okay.
Leon.
Yeah, I'm here.
I got somebody on the phone want to talk to you. They want to run back. They want to run out the back door, I think.
I'm listening. You better get somebody else to run me, because you can't whoop me out the back door.
Street, where you at, Street?
Hi, Leon.
I got some background noise. I've been trying to find it, but I couldn't find it. So like a little baby in the background or somebody washing dishes or something. If you ain't talking, put your phone on mute. Go ahead, y'all.
What's up, Leon?
What's happening?
What's up with Biz Ray? I'll be down there.
I'll be there, too.
A week before that race, we going to lock in. But, hey, Wayne, quit trying to find somebody to fuck me up, because you can't fuck me up. You always kick it, and then you run out the back door. Your scary ass. Go be in your real car.
Leon, you too fast,
you
me, man. I bought out, man.
But Wayne, I'm going to tell you something, though.
I bought out.
If you pass down, we got a stock suspension Camaro, man, with a small block in it on nitrous.
Hey, Leon, I don't race class cars.
That ain't no class car. Your car is a class car. You want to know the truth? You bought your car.
I'm my car class car.
Your car is a class, but we ain't going to burn no show like this. I got my engine builder got a stock suspension Camaro with some drag radios on it with a small block with some lights, man. Will fuck you up in the eighth, sir.
No, he won't. I saw that piece of shit.
I bet he will.
If he didn't run that class,
he don't run no class, man. I'm listening to everybody, man. All I know, he told me to tell white trash. He will fuck him up on some radio ties, sir. And he got a machine shop. He ain't buy his motor. They deal motors. I know you've been searching, because you know what I'm talking about. Okay,
so,
y'all.
So you locking in with Street or what?
What?
You locking in with Street?
I don't lock in Street a week before that. I'm going to run here. We didn't run that much, right. But I had problems and we had issues, but... Stop trying to find somebody to fuck me up, because you children right there, and I'm going to put you in your place.
Hey, look, it's a little button on your phone that says mute. Why don't you hit it right quick?
You need to get off and tell your ass back to work, because you ain't talking about nothing. You half track racing ass.
Hey, push that button, man, the one that we can't make you, so we can't hear you.
Y'all fucking up drag racing, man. Y'all trying to tell people how to operate their cars, man.
Hey, look, we can get you both races. I'll take you to the eighth, he's going to take you out the back door.
Hey, man. Hey, I was racing before you thought about racing, so don't tell me how to do mine. Now, you go back on the matter of fact, you go back to work.
I ain't at work. I'm about to barbecue on the grill. I'm chilling. What you doing?
I'm enjoying the sunshine. I just picked my babies up. I'm enjoying the sunshine. Hey, 3 King. is Street Team still on the phone?
Hey, fuck, what's
yeah, I'm still at work.
Hey, listen, I'm going to ask you something. I'm going to ask you something. We don't burn the show up. Since Wayne and ran and grabbed hold of you, so I hope he be ready to bet, too. We're going to come off that trailer, man. You put biggest tires you want to put on your car. No shakedown off that trailer. A week before the race, we're going to lock in.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Shut the fuck up, Wayne. I'm talking to
him.
Oh, my
God.
If he want to do it, he can do it. If he told me he won. Hey, Aaron, what I'm saying is, since Wayne running and ducking, his ass whooping, he's dipping in, if you feel real good, I come off the trailer. But if you don't want to come off no trailer, you ain't got to come off no trailer. But when we get to 41, man, you're going to get it on, because we both be having ups and downs. So, you know, we might want to tangle. And when you get to the track,
I ain't never. I ain't never had my car at that track. Never went down it. Not my car.
Okay, okay.
Hey,
so what you said?
Right,
hey,
Aaron.
Okay,
why,
okay.
Why,
that's
why he want you to run off the trailer, man?
I just
why
asked him at
his best, man.
Hey, did you
see
what I just
did? The best race you can get. You
I
want
just
to
told that
man.
I just told that man and Wayne it's cool. He said he never raced at the track. He never come off the trailer, so that's cool. He can shake his car down. Whenever he get ready, I'll be ready to race him. Now back to you again. That motherfucking Camaro will break your back, sir.
Okay, I mean,
why don't you, hey, Wayne, now you know what, why don't you lock in on that, and I'm going to lock that in today.
Okay, I lock both of y'all in, you and Camaro, the same day, 8 mile.
No, I'm not going to run no 8 mile, I'm going to ride the back door, sir.
Well, shut the fuck up.
Well, you get the fuck off the phone, because you ain't talking my number, blowing hot air, and it's already warm out here.
Well, mute my mic, you bad motherfucker.
Hey, baby, Biz, mute his mic for me. hey, Wayne, you can talk all the time you want, but you ain't gonna get that cash out of my pocket too easy.
And you still my nigga if you never get no bigger.
You am too. But hey, listen, dude. You don't know how much I was jumping around when you won that race, but boy, you got to come on.
I know, man.
You know how we do, man. Yeah, but Bam Bam right there was too close, boy. Shit, I seen that.
Hey.
Woo!
Hey, I got to keep this front end down, man. Once I get the front end figured out, I'll be all right.
Hey, you got to. Because they got their shit together. That mother was wrecking. Goddamn, that looked too ugly right there.
Yeah. But, you know, when you go up in the air, that's killing a whole lot of ET. That don't win no races right there.
Yeah. You right. You definitely right about that. But a win is a win, goddamn. That's all I see.
Yeah,
when I seen him cross that yellow, I said, y'all gonna give me that money.
Yep.
But if
yep,
I was
doing,
I'm gonna
yep,
fuck you over that Camaro.
Yeah, I'm gonna pimp slap your ass.
No, you won't. You ain't got enough heart to do that.
I'm gonna pimp slap you.
You ain't got enough heart to do that. You need some help to do that.
Hey, man. Right. Where the freak ass East Side Stranglers at, man? Where them weak motherfuckers at?
Hey, sister-in-law, I'm going on mute, y'all.
Yeah, go on mute. Tell the East Side Strangler to come in. I like the way he talk. Yeah.
Boy, they whooped my ass.
Yeah.
Man, they whooped my ass.
Huh?
They whooped my ass.
Who is that?
Street King, Aaron.
Oh, you said East Side Strangler whooped you?
Yeah, they whooped me.
That don't mean nothing. Kudos to them. They won. That don't mean nothing. They got to keep winning. Tell them to start locking in. They scared to lock in.
Well, they ran, though. Shit, I ain't say nothing about
them. Yeah, but they just want to
see everybody.
They still
hand me? Shit, they like fucking. Come on. I like that.
Oh, yeah. No, I love it. I love it that they notatious, you know, with certain people. You know, they do certain things with certain people. They looked at you like you were nothing, and they hit on you.
What are they supposed to? I ain't nothing. I just want to have some fun. Shit.
Man, I'm just saying, you know, I ain't nothing, but they think I'm something. Some of they tired of my mouth. That was. You know how they should it. All they do is got to get a car and come on with me. Hey,
hello?
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Is it easier to step up in class or step down?
step down.
Oh, okay. Because they some jackasses telling me to get a car in their category. It's easy for them to drop down in my category. Take them over out to Incredible Hulk and put in the street car. I'm going to knock their ass out. And that's the problem.
Crazy.
Let me see them up there with me. See them get their ass up there with me.
He's crazy.
Don't be so hard on them, man. They all right, man. Man, but I'm just saying, they all right with me now. I love them, but I'm going to knock their ass out if they get out. He still telling me this car ain't ready. He's been saying
this.
Hey,
what's up, man?
What's up, man?
Well, man.
Hey, what's going
on, man?
What up, man? I'm all listening.
Scared
from a lot of shit.
But, y'all, but I can back it up, dude. Look, boy. I can back it up.
Back it up,
it's,
then.
There's a difference. There's a difference when these guys be talking shit and can't back it up.
Back it up on that track. Back it up on that track. Stop backing up on the telephone, man. That's what you do, man.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about.
You come out to the motherfucking track. You ain't bringing no car. Get a car to sit next to me and look at the list. You're on the motherfucking track, man. You talk all that motherfucking mouth. You're on the track and do it. Me and you. I'm going to come turn your motherfucking ass some motherfucking Bama bags out there, boy. You push your car together. You got about a month.
He'll get his ass.
What's going on, Aaron?
What's going on, man?
I'm all good, man. Sure got kind of quiet right now. I guess he's going to mute his mic or something.
Been all right, man?
I'm pretty good, man. Been good. They're coming up here on the 27th next month?
Yeah, I'm coming.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll be down there.
You want me to eat before I go up when I come back?
Yeah, I'll be down there, man.
Man, Street, talk to me, Street.
Man, what's happening?
Man, talk to me, man. Just talk. What's going on?
What's up, Meatball?
Man.
Meatball.
You ain't going to track that thing?
Yeah.
No, I think the man was talking to you.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Hey, Sweet Drill.
Hey, what up?
That
one
looks
scary.
Yeah.
Sweet
drill. Now, what
you say,
sir?
My
phone call.
Oh, man, here we go.
I want to beat y'all ass. You boys scared to death.
Hey, sorry, Mr. Long Line.
For real, what y'all do to him, man?
Man, I beat the fuck. They ain't even chipping me. They ain't nothing.
Hey, Skid, I'm putting time on you, man.
You said what?
I'm putting time on you, man.
Man, pun coward ass ain't gonna do nothing, man. He ain't gonna do shit. The game ain't on each side. He ain't gonna do no goddamn reason. You pay.
Yeah, be you know. Hey, come. Like B S A, can't nobody beat you talking. Just get your ass down.
Y'all can't beat me racing.
Okay, get your ass in the car. Equal to the car we got running right now. That's all.
Hello? Danny?
I'm still here. We still on the show. Miz.
No, we ain't. I don't hear no noise.
Yeah, what's going on?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Y'all know Biz making them brownies.
Yeah, man.
I'm trying to find that background noise.
It ain't nobody.
You at the shop street, is that you, Aaron?
No, my mute on. It ain't me, though.
Shorty.
You said what?
Hey, shut
up. Sound like somebody in a car.
You said it sound like somebody in a car.
Somebody in the car got their window down.
That ain't nobody but Shorty Raggedy Ass Bone.
Yeah.
Hey, Shorty, you on your earpiece?
Yeah.
Hey, get off your earpiece for a second. Because just see if it's echo.
Beers ain't never paid me for the last ticket I got.
No, I'm just saying that we just want to see for a second if that's if like that's the wind like blowing in your earpiece.
Oh, okay.
Shorty ain't nothing, man. Shorty ain't nothing.
I thought Shorty had air conditioning in his goddamn car. Let his motherfucking windows up with his cheap ass.
No, the air conditioning on, baby. The air conditioning is on. That's one thing I got. I ain't got air conditioning.
Is that Chemo over there talking?
No, I think that was Wayne.
No, that sounds like Chemo talking over there.
Chemo ain't gonna do nothing either.
With his scare ass. Hey, Wayne, look like we're gonna have some fun on the 27th. Five boost cars from Illinois, Indiana versus five nitrous cars from Detroit.
But I ain't gonna lie, though. A few of my boosted cars up here feeling left out, man. So we're going to have to work something out, man. Because, you know, Raj and Junior. And hell, Kimo on the phone. Kimo might even want to get in this. I don't know. You know what I mean?
Man, Turbo GT looking for Kimo in the daytime with a flashlight. They said that at 1:31.
Man, Kimo don't want no trouble, man. Kimo has been. Yeah, I'm still in the same category. I don't know why this goddamn Eastside thing was mad at me. They wasn't drawing on me. Big Pun drawed on me. He ain't even ready yet. I was ready for 7 years. I've been ready for 7 years with the same cop. He still ain't ready, but he got a tow truck. Talking about how many cars he torn and shit. Tell us now, boy. I don't need all that old lady ass shit. Get in the car like Terrell. Terrell could kiss my ass. If I can't beat him, goddamn it, I'm going the other way. Shit.
Meet me on the east side. Bring your ass to the east.
I will. There ain't nothing to do. What's over there?
All right, meet me over there. It's about an hour.
Man, ain't nothing over there but some trash. Ain't shit over there. I'm going to go over there and clean the garbage up. Y'all want me to clean the garbage up?
Come on.
That's easy to do. Give me something hard to do, man. I need something hard to do. Hey, you know what? I got something for you, Eastside boys. I got something for you, boys. Y'all still on the mic?
Yeah.
Look, I got something for you, boys. I got something for you, boys. I ain't talking about Big Perm because he ain't going to do nothing. Terrell.
I'm right here. Talk to me.
I'm going to run you on feet, man, for a G. We in the same category. I'm going to see if you talk like that. I'm going to run your ass.
You want me what?
I'm going to run you feet to feet, boy. So knock your motherfucking ass out or get my ass knocked out. Come on. Feet to feet. I'm going to see if you can build that motor. Build that motor in your chest. I'm going to run your ass on feet.
He ain't going to beat his knee. He's going to beat his knee. He's going to run you and beat his knee.
Don't pull him over.
Hey, man, hey, what's that shit, man, all right? They're going to feel like I did BET.
You said what?
You
didn't trick BET. I don't do that, man. I'm gonna beat you, man. I didn't do that. So stop putting my name in that bullshit, man. I didn't do none of that.
Weak ass Credible Hulk They probably ran for goddamn 800 or 1200 or something with their faggot ass.
See, you a motherfucking faggot, motherfucker. What the fuck you talking about, man?
Y'all faggot, man.
What the fuck
man.
You talking about?
Y'all faggot. Now, you mad? Yeah, you know what the fuck I'm talking about. I see they're
going to
do that shit. Y'all faggot probably ran for 1200. That's what I see. You think I'm gonna bite my tongue? Every time I see you, I'm gonna say the same goddamn thing. You mad? I just said you ain't nothing. Just like y'all said,
hey,
get a car and get y'all ass. I say whoop your ass.
Hey,
Chris,
use some light. Get on skin again.
Hey.
Let him down, man. He talked too much. That was who did not
say
nothing.
Well, no,
you don't want to hear me, motherfuckers.
Hey, you know what I heard? I heard how you shut a motherfucker up, you get a car and beat his ass. That's what I heard. I don't know, though. Y'all ain't nothing,
they
man. Y'all got the plastic
ass. You said, we owe your ass, shut up.
Yeah, give me with that weak-ass wagon you say you got, motherfucker. I ain't never seen it. I don't believe you got one. You might have been funny.
I know you don't believe it, but when that motherfucker come out, you can get the next lane. Don't say nothing about it.
Man,
just
when that weak motherfucker come out, you ain't gonna do nothing, man.
I'm talking to me. Shut up. That's all we want you to do is shut up.
Hey,
man,
I promise you.
Act like he a
disappointment. Hey, I promise you, when I shut up, motherfucker, I'm gonna be in the casket. Fuck is you talking about? Even when I lose, I'm going to keep talking, motherfucker. What is wrong with you, boy? I don't give no fuck about no lose. Everybody want to win. But I'm trying to go, motherfucker. That's all I'm trying to say. You boys earn that money to your chest. Y'all racing for $1,200. It's 17 of y'all racing for $1,200, but y'all have spent $80 million in the car. See, I don't get out like that.
How much they all put in?
$75 a piece. But I ain't mad. I'm not saying I got more money than them. I'm just saying, what the fuck? It ain't worth it. Y'all ain't doing nothing trying to make a name. Y'all ain't gonna make the magazine. The Credible Hulk been in the magazine. The Credible Hulk is a strong motherfucker. Y'all ain't nothing, man.
We just ran, man. So whatever's in our car, don't worry about that. We just run. Every time we get to the truck, ain't nobody gonna ever say we don't run.
Oh, y'all do run. Ain't nobody heard me say y'all ain't gonna run. Y'all gonna pick who y'all gonna run and y'all gonna run. That's no doubt. All I said was that the man asked me, did I run? I locked in with little Tony and I betted all the money, most of it. We raced for $5,200. And all I said was that race, it grossed more than that. With all the side bets, it grossed way more than that. All I said was
that race was more than that.
With a fucking track half car. That's all I said.
Hey, Ken.
Yes, sir.
Translation, would nobody bet with you?
Would nobody bet what? Hello?
Would nobody bet with you?
Would nobody bet with me?
That's what he said.
Is that what you said?
Is that what he said?
Hello?
He said, won't nobody bet with you.
I don't want nobody to bet with me. I want everybody to bet against me, man.
They said they weren't betting with Skin because Skin was a weak bitch. It was weak.
Hey,
bitch.
You not listening to me. Hey, Kimo. You not listening to me, man. You got to be a dumb, ugly motherfucker. You are not only an ugly
motherfucker.
They said
it's a weak bitch Saturday. We ain't betting with weak ass.
Hey, guess what? Hey, Kimo.
Why?
Hey, Kimo, as long as you've been knowing me and seeing me, and all the East Side Stranglers and everybody that ever know me in their motherfucking life ain't never seen me came and said, is you betting with me? I don't need no motherfucker to bet with me, boy. I want to bet by myself. I want to take all the money home with me. What the fuck is you talking about?
No wonder they fucked. No wonder they fucked you up, huh? Look, Tony,
yeah.
You fucked up, man. Look,
yeah,
look, Tony on the phone every day. He got you fucked up.
But guess what? I ain't fucked up about it. These other motherfuckers get fucked up. They act like they lost their wife and everything. Couldn't pay the mortgage and all that shit. So guess what? Hey, why don't y'all start looking at my face when I lose and start looking at these other motherfuckers' face?
I gotta start looking at them. They be long.
Hey, listen to this. Hey, Kimo. When all the motherfuckers lose, they look like they missed bucket number 6 at the Bozo Show. Hey, have you ever seen the Bozo Show, Kimo?
Nah.
You ain't never seen the Bozo Show?
Uh-uh.
When the little kids throw the ball in the bucket.
Oh,
don't these motherfuckers lose their act like they missed bucket number 6. You know, you get the grand prize when you get bucket number 6. And the shit easy as hell, man, to hit bucket number 6. But boy, you nervous? If you nervous, shit, you miss bucket number 6, man, the whole crowd crying like a motherfucker. That's why you hear me call these boys ladies. They can't stand to lose. They don't want to pay lockup money and all that old shit, man. That's why they don't lock in, because they don't want to pay when they lose. That's all that
is.
Hey, Skin. That's what the idiot.
Hey, Skin.
But guess what? Hold on. Guess what? They don't own Skin a motherfucking dime. They don't owe me nothing.
Hey, Skin.
Come on with it.
Hey, man, I have to agree with you. The first time I seen that shit was Tony Vann got his ass snapped twice down in motherfucking Martin. I have to agree with you. A long face is a motherfucking sad face to look at, boy.
Who got fucked up?
Tony Vann. He got fucked up 3 times.
Tony Vann's been acting a goddamn fool since he lost some of them, man. They won't race him back, all kind of shit.
Hey, his face already long. It really looked long, goddamn it, when he lost 2 in a row. What if somebody damn near went and took convulsion? I can't deal with you. I don't give a fuck if he's listening or not. Man, that motherfucker look like he missed booking number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6.
Hey.
I said, look at him. He ain't jumping around. No.
Hey, 007 had a look on his face like, Tony, you brought me up here to get fucked up with you, man. What the fuck you did here? I had to hack his in. They give me some gas play to get to this motherfucker. Now I can't get off.
Yeah. They talking that bullshit, man. All I'm saying is, when you win, you smiling. Why don't you smile when you lose? I don't see none of you guys smiling when they lose but me. I play off like a slot machine, baby. They came to me and got that money. They didn't go to nobody else. They didn't go to the driver and the owner and all this shit. They come right to me. I said, come to daddy. And I had it already counted out for him, Kimo. I had it in all $1,000 stacks, baby. Yeah, I had the rubber band on it. They didn't even have to count it. See, you got to count behind the B-side Stanglers. Them boys can't count too good. Yeah, they don't like that. They don't like when a motherfucker tell the truth on them. All they do is got to prove me wrong. Pull out some money and tell me. Shit. Whoop my ass. With the car. Hello. Yeah. I get them fucked up so easy, goddamn shit. They can get them some action, they fuck with me. Come on. Man, I make a motherfucker with a stock suspension car knock their ass out. They ain't nothing. They study worrying about me driving. I drive what the fuck I want to drive when I want to drive. Hey. You like that, Kimo? Kimo. Oh, Cat got his tongue now. He'll put his phone on.
Kimo dropped off.
He better drop the fuck off. Talking that bullshit.
I'm still on there, man. I'm just not that boy to shut up, man. If you keep saying to him, he ain't going to stand nowhere.
Who is that?
Yeah, what's up, boy?
What's up? Who that?
Mississippi Joe, man.
Hey, Mississippi Joe. Boy, them goddamn prime time.
That goddamn prime time face was long and hosted, Mississippi Joe.
Well, you know, it comes with the territory, man.
No, you're right. I bet it with him. I got my ass blowed out right with him, and then I had a little old collar on that. It blew my ass out. And the Incredible Hulk gets away. Congratulations. But there ain't nothing. Come on. Ain't shit.
Right.
He just got him a victory.
If y'all don't mind, Biz, I'd like to take a moment, Biz, if you don't mind, to let everybody know about the different time my show is airing tomorrow night. It's going to be, come on, it's 6 o'clock Chicago time. 6 p.m. Chicago time, 7 p.m. Detroit, and Georgia time.
Ooh, what time?
There y'all go.
Hey. I like
6
that.
6 p.m. Georgia time. I mean, 6 p.m.
6 p.m. Chicago time.
Yeah, 6 p.m. Chicago time. 7 p.m. Georgia, Detroit time.
Yeah. Yeah. I like
what's
that.
What's up, Joe, my homeboy?
Hey, what's happening, fellas? Y'all right?
You don't even know who you're talking to, man. That's how you talk to your homeboy.
Uh-oh.
Donna, what's up, baby?
What's happening, man?
Oh, nothing, man. I got a great show for y'all tomorrow night. I don't think Biz has touched the topic, but I'm going to talk about that debate that they got going on the internet, on the board, about who the fans want to see. So y'all tune in tomorrow night to Mississippi Joe. And I'm gonna touch a little bit of all that.
Well, I mean, I know I'm just tuning in late. What was the topic about tonight, y'all?
Hello? It was about motherfuckers scared to go.
Uh oh.
Hey, you're right. And hey, Skid, I'm glad you brought that up because I had to get on with and check him. Because he get on all these shows acting like he a gorilla. But the people who he done raced with the King Kong car, he don't want to give them their race back with the car. But now I think he understands what I'm saying, and he going to give them their race back with the King Kong car.
Oh, yeah, that's all right.
Still got to do it.
Well, but what I'm saying is, if you going to be a bad, be a grizzly, ain't that right, kid?
You gotta be a gorilla.
Hey,
Joe. Hey, Joe. How y'all doing, Biz? Now y'all skinning all y'all. Joe, I'm not being no gorilla. I just like racing. It ain't got nothing to do with being a gorilla. It's got something to do with
ain't nothing wrong with being a gorilla. I ain't no gorilla. I just like racing.
Yes, sir. That's what I want you to do. All right. with, if I had ran John Yates with the whole gangster boot and I hadn't gave him his race back, guess what I would do? I would run him back with the whole gang. Anybody that I had not ran that still had the same car, I would give them their race back. They entitled this it's such thing in this game called sportsmanship.
But the thing of it is, Joe, they started getting chance to do different and new, do different things that they call the King Kong car. We ain't doing nothing to it but running it. They getting to change motive. They getting to change this, change that. But you know what, Joe? I'm gonna run them with King Kong. I'm gonna run everybody you want me to run with King Kong. But you know what?
You can do the same thing with Kong. You can do whatever you want to do to Kong. Ain't nobody saying you can't do nothing to Kong.
When I work on a car, I like to work on it. I don't like to piece it, do this and do that. When you don't see Kong no more, you won't see it for about 4 or 5 months.
Shorty ain't mechanic, ain't you?
Why
ain't
they
Lattabar?
Foley.
Shorty. Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
Shorty Lattabar. Foley. All they backhand car.
No, that's not a backhand. You still can have a Lattabar car and not be backhand, sir. I know you know all about suspension and stuff. You be all up under you. You hands on, so you know all about it.
Now I don't know nothing about that shit.
Well, you need to start asking for you. A lot of these guys need to start asking before they get to talking, because you can build a Mustang that's not back half with a Lattabar. Ask any tragedy man, a little more. God damn it, all the way to here.
I didn't say you couldn't.
Where
you getting this from? I didn't say you couldn't do that.
A lot of guys think because you lie about him, a lot of guys think because you lied about your backhand. Let me tell you something. If King Cole was backhand, it'll be slammed to the ground. It'll be low.
I don't know.
It'll
be
low.
I'm telling you. All I know is King Cole was lied about, and if it wasn't backhand, it was damn near close to it, because you could fit that 315 out of that motherfucker like it wasn't nothing.
But I can't sit it down on the ground on top of it. I can't get it low, though. I got to have the jack in there.
We couldn't get no 315 on the gangster boot.
I don't know. 315 ain't much bigger than a 29W.
Okay, Witt. All right. Whatever you say, man.
But I'm not aiming to run anybody, Joe. I'm not no ball. I'm not trying to... be like I'm this and that. I just like girls racing, man. That's all. And I ain't nobody you can call. I won't race.
Ain't nothing wrong with being a bear or a grizzly bear. It's good for the game. But walk it like you're talking. That's all I'm saying.
That's what I've been doing, Joe. I done ran everybody that done tried to run me.
I mean, that's what I've been doing.
I would say it like this. Everybody know Whit will race. I ain't nobody questioning him as being a grudge racer.
I ain't no gorilla, and I get on the phone like I'm a gorilla.
Hold on.
I really supposed to have a choice of racing a person with whatever car I want to race them with, as long as I race.
You can. That ain't no. You do what you want to do. It's your program. You do whatever you want to do. What I'm saying, I just think it's going to be good for the game, because there's a lot more cars that sit like the cars you got coming out, so everybody get to see, you know, some more evenly matched races. And you know, it's going to get to a point where everybody going to see who the real man is on these 29 and 315, because it ain't really been that many cars out lately. So
no,
I'm going to be honest with you.
If we have a 315, we can't race it, because I thought we were going to be able to get it on there. But we ain't going to be able to get it up on there. Just 29W.
See what I'm talking about?
Man, everybody feels what they want to do with their own kids, though.
When the Charlie Cox come out, y'all going to be crying, man. But guess what? I ain't going to care. I'm going to tell you, get up there, like y'all told me. Don't cry now.
Ooh, wee.
And they working on it.
Well, I mean, what?
No, stop.
I don't know
that,
why you think we going to be crying, man.
I'm doing perfect.
Like you said last night, when I got under your skin,
the point I was trying to make, Joe, when I said that, Joe, the point where I was trying to make when I said that, Joe, it ain't about who card is, who card ain't, because we already know that you say that, and you got all the booking rights on that card. Everybody know that. Well, the point I'm trying to make, you got a lot of motherfucking props out here because you don't even know. When I was in Texas, about 10 people walked up to me and goddamn said, "Where Mississippi Joe at?" I said, "I don't know. He coming." I'm talking to 10 people wanting to see you and know the car ain't ready. That's what I'm trying to explain to you. You get a lot of motherfucking recognition and a lot of props out here. You know what I'm saying? And that's all I was trying to say. I wasn't trying to make no point about who's car is.
I ain't never said that car was mine. Never in life.
No.
But when you get on these other motherfuckers, you know what I say about that motherfucker go, and you know who run the show.
Right. We all know that. That's the point I was trying to make. You a big truth in this game, man. They listen to you.
I want you to go back. Let me see. The last 4 months ago, go back from now, 4 months ago, and listen to how you came on these shows. All I want
I'm
to
on
bring
them like that now.
Go back and listen.
I'm on them like that now.
No, you ain't. You came on this motherfucking car today, because I'm seeing your ass here lately, but I'm on the right. Just like when Big Low and Crew Chief, that y'all was going to raise King Kong.
Yeah, I see everybody.
Now you want to put Candy Cane. Hold on, Whit.
Yeah.
Now you want to put Candy Cane on Big Low. And like Crew Chief told you last night, he said, "Man, I don't know nothing about Candy Cane. Our race supposed to be with Con."
Man, Crew Chief just really slick bagging up, man. But I'm going to give y'all what y'all want. I'm going to run y'all up, call y'all
no,
up.
Man, you know that's right. That's just like me.
No,
you ain't
right. Because I guarantee you Big Low ain't going to give a damn. Big Low ain't going to give a damn what we have. I can tell you that right now.
But
you know,
right
the white boys called me and said today. You know what the white boys called me and said today? They said, "What car you bringing for the shootout?" I said, "I don't know. I bring King Kong." He said, "I tell you what. He said, you bring King Kong Jr., or a red car. We want to bet you $2,000 or $3,000 on the side."
Who told you that?
Phil told me that, goddamn it, around about 1 o'clock that they gave me a personal call. He said, "Goddamn, I'll give them which one of them." Phil, the white boy.
Oh, I believe it, because he got 29 on that goddamn Monocolo 9. That's why.
Well, I'm just telling
that's
you what
why.
He said.
Well, he wouldn't have told you that if he had them 28 on that motherfucker. See, Whit, everybody see that it ain't going to be fair out here. Everybody see that the 28, 29 thing, that's just over. So it's best to put the biggest tie you can get on that, like 29, like the white boy doing. They done put all the 28s with the 29s, so you might as well put the 29 on there and be through with it. And everybody's doing that. Real Street putting on 29. But now when you go to 315s and 31 and all that, with that's just goddamn what we doing. Huh?
I don't know. I'm grudging, man. That's all I can do, man. I can do no more grudging.
Well, you know, it's like this with you, like you say, you build your car to run it the way you want to run it. But all I know is we can get a 29W on the house, and unless something change, that's going to be it. You can't tell
yeah,
nobody how to build a car. That's
right, but
that's
about
the
a couple months ago, you said 315, you said 315 or 29W, see, a couple months ago.
No, I didn't. I tell you what. I'm going to give you a prime example. And I'm going to be
you
doing
saying
this
you
so smart.
You just,
let me show you.
Well,
if
you say you saying
that goddamn
you saying
if Cal Huddle, if Cal Huddle take that 315 off his car, I bet any of y'all, and I don't like to call out numbers, I'm going to bet all y'all, anybody on the floor, he won't go no passing at a certain number. That's how much them
315s
do.
Man, them motherfuckers don't do that fast. They ain't that damn fast.
Okay,
shit. All right.
Well, do anybody, I'm going to bet anybody. Now, being they calling out no number, Cal Huddle is a class racer. I don't get on nobody's show calling out a number. Everybody know what Cal Huddle run. Do you agree to that, Biz? Whit? Hello?
Hey,
I don't know.
That 315 ain't that much faster, Joe.
That man still can go to numbers on that 29,
I'm
I promise.
I'm going to tell you this. You tell me this. Cal Hutter run 440s with a 29W on that. He go 20s with a 315. Now tell me that ain't a difference.
He can go
You can pick up with a radio tie. You can pick up 1 to 3 tenths, 1 to 3 tenths, and you can pick up 3 to 4.
Right.
You can pick up a half a tenth to two tenths.
Listen, man, it's two parties, man. If don't nobody give a damn if he runs, if the stipulation is 315 or 29W, then that's just what it is.
Why
y'all ain't fitting y'all car for nothing? Y'all at the chassis shop if they so fast. Why y'all ain't fitting y'all car? So you contradicting everything you're saying.
You
talking to saying one thing, and you turn around saying another. They so fast. You at the chassis shop. Why you don't fit your car for some?
How you know we at the chassis shop? Well, me?
I mean, you said the car get worked on. You got to be at the chassis shop if they working on the car, man. Why you don't fit your car for a 315
for so fast?
Why you didn't fit it for a 315? Why you was at the chassis shop if it's so fast?
Hey Joe, man.
You're contradicting yourself, man. Just bring wrong what you brought. This is how we gonna do that. Wrong what you wrong. I hope you brought enough. Quit begging.
Hey, listen, man. I ain't gonna beg no motherfucker for nothing out there that's got 29.
If I ask a man to race, that's including Dunye, anybody. If I ask him to race, I ain't gonna tell him to take nothing off. I ain't gonna tell him goddamn it nothing. I don't wanna see nothing. Most of the guys that come racing me call draw on me. I don't even have to ask nobody to race. They draw on me. So if you draw on me, you know
what? I'm smart enough not to draw on you, because I know first thing you gonna say.
I'll meet you.
If I take a stock suspended G-body and whoop them back-ass motherfuckers,
all the shine.
You bad.
You bad.
But just wait, what? Don't ask us for nothing. Don't ask nothing. Just get up there and race. Don't ask nothing. Just get up there and race.
Shit. I'm going to step my race. Now, you can do what you
want to
do.
I'm going to keep it in the trailer like y'all did. I ain't going to unload that bitch until it's time to race.
If I do a burnout,
I gotta say it like this, it ain't so much anybody that's in the spotlight, man, the bulls are on your back, brother. That's all it is.
That's really all it is.
It ain't got nothing to do with it. Anybody that's in the spotlight, anybody beat on their chest, that the bulls are on you, and they just pretty, it's almost anything you say, they hold it to the letter.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm going to